that new shit.
What's up, y'all? This is Throwdown FM on 101.9 CITR. I'm in the studio with the new music.
Yeah. Good to be here.
Okay, well, I think we got everything under control at this point.
Close as it's getting, anyway.
The podcast is going, Stacy, so everything's under control.
Thanks, Stacy.
So, Newman, why don't you introduce yourself to us a little bit? I mean, those tracks that we just heard were pretty fucking dope.
And well, I'm glad you like those first two.
For sure, they're just wicked dancing tunes, just really beautiful music, and it's nice.
Well, good. Basically, those first two songs are on a record we released June 15th, so it's basically the new music volume 1, 2, and the compilation, which is both. And that first song was called It Feels Good, the second one's called That New Shit. And basically, again, what we're trying to do is just make heavy electro songs with pop vocals that you want to sing along to and dance to. And I think we're hitting the nail on the head. The next song I'm going to play is
called... I totally agree with that because, this isn't music that I would normally find myself really interested in, but it's just different and it's fresh and it's totally original from anything that I've heard going on right now. So can we listen to I'm a Robot?
Shit, yeah. Well, I was gonna hold off a little bit, tease people for a minute.
Yeah,
anyway.
I won't get in the way with that.
But yeah, basically the next song I was gonna play is called Headbashing. It's one of the first ones I made off this record. As soon as I made it, it basically shaped how the rest of the album was gonna go, because I made this one and I was like this is what we're trying to do. It's just like, this is a big ass bass line, heavy drums, and then the vocals, like, it's some evil lyrics, but it's still got like a real pop melody to it, so it I think it works quite well.
All right, man. I mean, your whole album, the one that I heard online, I haven't like downloaded it yet or bought it yet, but what I heard was sick, and every track was like equally as good. So what do we do?
Well, here, I got it here, but yeah, okay, if you want to hear any of this music and a pile more, check out like video blogs and just like photos from shows, all that, some videos. Basically, it's at www.theneumusic.com, and basically that's where I run everything. You can see how I do and why I do it. And that's
who's
the place.
Your friend here in the studio?
Basically, I got
Newman brought a friend. Do people call you New or Newman or?
People call me New.
Okay, New. Yeah, that makes more sense. And who's your friend here?
Go right ahead. This is Clay.
I'm New's DJ, and I also help produce, write some of his music. And
what kind of music do you listen to? What kind of music do you DJ? Like, broadly in tours or
mostly electro, heavy dance music.
What does electro mean though these days? I mean, I listen to electro and it's like classic hip hop from '83. You know, like that year. I swear to God, that's electro. So what does electro mean to you? Because that's what it means to me.
I would classify more dirty electro like Mastercraft, Bloody Beetroots, Steve Aoki, Justice.
What years are those from? Where are those people from?
Definitely from the last couple of years. More contemporary electro.
Okay.
Big Dirty Breaks. That's about it.
Did you bring any tunes?
Did I bring any tunes? Just the stuff I worked on new with.
Okay. Okay, we could play some shit.
Yeah. All right, well, here's Headbashed.
Throwdown FM. Shoutouts to Stacey Brown.
Temptation, I love you, you feel amazing. All night long, the things I tasted. All night long, it's you I chased. Until you looked it near, directly where I'd be. You took me by the hand and said, don't you leave me. Got my head bashed in by some thugs with some guns. And the bottle on my skull left some blood on the rug. Got my head bashed in by some thugs with some guns. And the bottle on my skull left some blood on the rug. I love you, I need bass. I need to stay off my face and never stop and never leave this place till we're kicked out and 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 moved on and crawled down the street. Then we stand up and move, stand up and move, stand up and move to find another beat. Got my head bashed in by some thugs with some guns and a bottle on my skull left some blood on the rug. Got my head bashed in by some thugs with some guns and a bottle on my skull. Motherfucker, I'm stuck. I'm so clear that I'm fucked right up. Anybody could see me, but I don't give a fuck. We speak about the world and the way that I am. As I trace your veins and the bones in your hair. You know I was there. I longed to play in your hair. You could be my bird, I would be your bear. The light pierced my skull, the music went dull. Kept moving till I trip and I fall. Got my head bashed in by some thugs with some guns. And a bottle on my skull, left some blood on the rug. Got my head bashed in by some thugs with some guns. And a bottle on my skull, left some blood on the rug.
What's up, everybody? That's Headbashed In. This next song I'm going to play is the first time that most people are ever going to hear it. It's about as close to dubstep as we get. Rhythmically.
Yeah, we like dubstep around here, that's for sure.
Rhythmically, it's a beast, but it's still it's still got that new music melody, so.
All right, that's fresh.
I hope you all dig it. It's called Just Breathe.
Yeah, dude, we dig it. Just breathe. Go slow. Trust me. I know. I walk in the beats, I talk in the beats, I see my sound, I feel complete. My brothers walk together in the riotous tone of thousands of footsteps marching on microphones. Just breathe. Holy shit, that's dope. That's dope. Oh, that's so good. I just want to know how you where you learned about dubstep. Like, how did you incorporate that into your music? Basically, I mean, it's very different than traditional shit, but I mean, it still works and it's still like the new flavor.
Yeah, pretty much like that. That song is more out of left field than most, and like hence it didn't make the album, but it's still like the song's fun as hell to play live. And that one, just because, like, rhythmically, it goes from being real basic to being real obtuse to the end where it's just, like, it's right in your face and there's so much going on at the same time. And I love it. It's when it all comes together, basically, after the bridge.
Yeah.
So that song took me, like, that song went through probably 10 different phases in terms of, like, it started off being double time that, so it was like 130 beats per minute. Thing was cruising the whole time, and it was so busy you couldn't write words over it.
Over what time period was this? Like a year or longer?
This would have been like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then over
how long did it take you to complete this track?
No, the full song basically. I had the beat that was it was clusterfuck. It was real fast, but it was cool. But I didn't think it was gonna work for the new music. So then I basically dropped the drums, cut them in half, and then just built everything a lot slower. So instead of just like putting it all at the beginning, just made everything move a hell of a lot slower. And then by the time it all comes in at the end, I think it worked out better than it ever did before. So I was real stoked on it.
Have you ever gone out to a dubstep party?
Yeah, love it. Love it, dig it.
That's a funny question to ask, Ron, but it's true, man.
Yeah, no, there ain't nothing like that, so.
All right, so where'd you learn how to write music? Like, your music is beautifully thought out. I mean, it's complete. It has so much emotion and feeling that I can connect to right away. I mean, it's good. Just really dope music. So where did you learn your craft?
Since I've been playing music since I was in diapers, and then I started my first band when I was 12, and since then, like, I played in funk bands, punk bands, jazz bands, marching bands, rock bands, techno groups, all that stuff.
And you hear that experience in your music. Yeah. I mean, you hear that. It's like good wine, you know? It has to age for a long time. Mm-hmm. You hear that in your music.
Yeah.
So.
And that, like,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, like, the most unique thing is just that, like, I try to play a lot of different instruments, and, like, I mean, like, everything I can. I try to learn a couple of different ones a year, and that's from, like, didgeridoo to banjo to synthesizers to all that. So just I'm real passionate about it. I spend a lot of time on it, especially just in production, so I can incorporate all those into a sound that makes sense and is unified, and that's the new music right there.
That's awesome, man. So what's your music training growing up?
I did Royal Conservatory piano for a while, but that was
what
before.
What grade did you get to?
Oh, I hit like 6. I didn't work that hard.
I finished grade 10.
Oh, damn.
I know. I worked so hard for that. I'm so proud of that.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good shit. But anyways, continue.
Yeah, basically, so I played piano for a while, but then as soon as I picked up a bass, that was the instrument that I just got real, real obsessed with, real hooked on, practiced all day, every day. And that's when I started playing in bands. And then basically in uni, when I went to Australia for a while, I didn't have a band out there, so that's when I started producing music on my own and sort of learned the ropes in terms of just production altogether and, like, just producing a whole record by yourself and how to do it right and the good and the bad things to do. So then by the time I got back, I could really know what I was doing and do it right, so.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story.
Appreciate it.
It's totally, yeah, I know. I finally have the beats working. Okay, classes. No, but, yeah. Oh. Check this out. These fell out. There we go. Yeah, I don't even know why we're leading into this track. Let's take over. Help us out here, buddy.
All right,
anyways, let's get into some more music, man. Let's keep talking. Keep talking.
Well, this next song I'm going to play is called Hard to Ignore. So basically, tempo-wise, is a whole new beast.
Okay.
It's a lot slower, and the lyrics are a lot more aggressive, a lot more personal, but I think it tells a good story. So here we go. The song's called Hard to Ignore.
Sorry about that, guys. Throwdown FM, CITR, 101.9.
You want my brains, I think I want some too. I think you want it all. On your broom you flew. That's why I'm saying goodbye to you. But goddamn woman, you're hard to ignore. Damn people, give me a hand. I said, step once to the left, now once to the right. Now clap your hands, right again. Step once to the left, now once to the right. Now clap your hands, right. Say, say, oh, say,
sober, goddamn woman. You're hard to ignore.
Yeah, this gooch. Hey, what's up, everybody? So basically, this next song, before I intro it, let you know, basically, this didgeridoo in that song, and for a while when I lived in Australia, basically, I picked it up, locked myself in a room for about 5 months straight, figured out how to produce music on my
own. That's what true artists do,
exactly,
man. They do that.
And I learned how to play the didg something mean, too. So if you ever go on YouTube, look up N-E-U, didg, you'll see a hell of a cool video of me beatboxing and didgeridooing. So I'll do a little bit of that first.
Yeah.
And then I'll play you a song called Animal. Hooked on that.
God, I've never heard anything like that before. That was
good.
Good for you.
This song's called Animal.
Awesome. Enjoy.
Yeah, I say it. I wanna be like an animal master. My domain, only eat what I kill, only drink from the rain. Gonna be like an animal, yeah, see I sustain, only eat what I kill, only drink from the rain. Yeah, I said take it in, I will dance, I will howl at the moon, I will sin. It won't mean a thing, for I'll just be a being who's eating and drinking and fucking right, living safe. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, I said, I wanna be like, I wanna be like an animal. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, I said, I wanna be like, I wanna be like an animal.
it drinks from the rain. Gonna be like an animal man to my domain. Only eat what I kill, only drink from the rain. Gonna chase the planes, baby, run all day till the sun expires from light in my way. Gonna lay my breast on the naked earth. My speed is my worth like an animal. Yeah, I sustain, I eat what I kill, only drink from the rain, just like an animal.
Check it on my website, www.theneumusic.com. It's called Live Your Life. I get to hammer on the didge on this one, too, which obviously makes my day better every day. And lyrically, it's one of my favorite tunes
that I've ever done.
So
this is probably my absolute favorite one.
All right, wicked. Well, here she goes. Yeah. It's called Live Your Life.
I love you, mama.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight up.
Ground. Ah, yeah, you know me, oh yeah.
Yeah, that was the new music on CITR 101.9 FM. So, Anu, before you say anything, I just want to ask you how you came up with that track. What was the inspiration for the lyrics, the beats, the whole feeling of it? Tell me what you did.
Basically, like, the way I started that song out is I made the beat first. That's how I tend to write most of my music. And just started with big vocal harmonies, big stacks. Wanted to use basically like...
So you had the melody before you had the...
Yeah, like this time I did, and I wanted to make it almost sound more like world music, so I had a lot of percussion and didgeridoo, and mainly just like a choir of voices, which is just me doing about like, I think it's a 5 or 6 part harmony in the chorus.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, it's an 8 if you count the backup vocals. But so I just wanted to have like a lot of voice, a lot of body, so you can just convey a lot of emotion.
You know what's really amazing? I brought a world music CD that you're gonna love. I'm gonna play a track for you right now.
Yeah, dig it.
And I don't know why I brought it. I just knew you would like it.
Well, I'm glad
it's
you
pretty.
Did.
It's pretty dope. So
cool.
Yeah, let me play this track for you. Cause yeah, I did get that. Yeah, that track was really special, man. I loved it. I could hear it again and again. But
good. Yeah, like lyrically, it's close to my heart, talking about family, talking about a lot of things that mean a lot to me, so it's good.
Okay, we're just trying to cue the track. Give me a minute, please. Okay. Oh, here it is. Yeah, this is some world music on Throwdown FM 101.9. In honor of the new music tonight. Check it out. We're just finding the right track. One sec here. Okay, actually, Anine's talking about something really dope right now, so we're gonna cut into this track and we'll just talk over it. So.
Yeah, basically, like, Jennifer was just asking, basically, what parts of world music do I like and how do I like to incorporate them into what I do?
Yeah, how do you know about world music?
Yeah, like, I really like the instrumentation of it, and I like how you tend to stack vocals on it, because I'm a big part of, all the music I produce for me and others is just, like, the background vocals and how those harmonies build up on each other, and I think world music, they got it down in terms of just a lot of voices is always good as long as you know how to mix them properly and master them right. And then in terms of instrumentation, obviously, like, yeah, djembes and bongos and didgeridoos, things like that, just like.
But where does this music originate from? What is world music?
Well, that's why,
like,
it's
to a, you yeah, where, where's it coming
that's
from?
That's why it's a funny name for it, because, right, like, we all live in the same world, so world music, like, what do you want to call it? People just call it not mainstream music, but I tend to just define it based on instrumentation that you don't find in the top 40 is what a lot of people would just strike as world music, yeah. And I think you can mix it too, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago I went to the jazz festival in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I went to this show on Granville Island, mm-hmm. And it was world music, and I don't know how I got that ticket, I don't know, but I ended up in the audience and it was just the most incredible experience, and it was just incredibly beautiful, and mm-hmm. I just wept through the whole thing. I mean, it was just really beautiful music, so. Yeah, man. What's up? If you don't know, now you know. World music.
Yeah.
On Throwdown FM. So yeah, do you want to play some more tracks?
Yeah,
that
sure.
That was my
This one is
world music cut there.
It's most definitely gonna be the biggest switch up in terms of going from that to this. But this song is called Good Girl, and it's probably the heaviest beast we got on this record. And
okay.
It's my favorite live. We always save this for the encore because it tears the room apart. It shakes the walls.
So who's this girl?
What
was it? What was the name of the show?
It's called Good Girl, but
Good Girl. Okay, yeah.
It's about a few different women, but check it out. Crank that up.
I don't even know. Yeah. Number 4.
What's up, world? This is that new music show. Put your hands together, get up off the wall, because from this point forward, this is just how it's gonna be. So, yeah, follow me.
I like sunshine. I don't like it when it rains. I need a good girl.
Wait, good every day.
She moves like a stripper and her heart's made of gold. I treat her so good, but she treats me so cold. Cause yeah, I got that face, that makes me go deaf. I got a couple girls, only jerks with the left. Oh yeah,
here it is, so use it.
What you call that?
It's that new shit.
Good girl, guess I was wrong. Never seen nobody move that way to my song. But you look traitor and I'm looking at you. You're staring right back and you're telling me.
Oh yeah, here it is, so use it.
What you call that?
It's that new shit.
It's sad, it's sad, it's sad, it's sad.
It's new here. We got one more tune for you tonight, and it's the one I hope you've been waiting for. It's called I'm a Robot. So I gotta say thanks again, Jen, for having me. I had a hell of a good time.
Oh yeah, me too, man. Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, so that's dope.
Good. Well, all right. This tune's called I'm a Robot.
Yeah. Good night. Check it out. CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh yeah. Find the center of the beat where we stay. Let us pretend we know each other better than we do. Let you touch me, then I'll touch you. 'Cause I am M.A. motherfucking robot. Yeah, so turn me on like your robot. Yeah, I will be strong, I'm your robot. Believe, just keep me your heart clean and happy as I be. Don't ask me about my feelings, babe, 'cause I got none except all the ones that tend to make my blood pump. Say my name, clap twice, turn me on, 'cause I'm gonna feel your ass by the end of this song. 'Cause I am M.A. a motherfucking robot. Yeah, so turn me on like a robot. Yeah, I will be strong, I'm your robot. I'll never leave, keep me your arms clean and happy, those I'll be. Girl, I'm your robot. My arms extend and wrap around you and hold you close. I need you in my life. You change my battery. With ease and plug me in, plug me in. Don't worry about a thing, girl. Yeah, we have fun, especially in ways that tend to make our blood pump.
I'm a robot, and that's the end of the show. News out the door. So I'm gonna throw on a CD right now. You guys should check out the song quickly before you go. We'll wrap it up right now. So thank you.
Yeah, peace, everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much, man.
Anytime.
Yeah. All right, check it out. This is the real Chatio. This time we got it right. Okay. Peace out.
We went after life interaction, don't shit, I'm passing it. Tickets are quick in a fit of passion. Vivid habit storytelling, yelling a sick reaction. A bit of apathy could if I want to understand half of me. Water dropping is tragedy, dripping. Local hip hop is a shit talk as it could have rocked. Till hip hop offers offers, famous giver, givers, and then delivered. The finest picture, so I always keep a plan. My big, a stack of stickers. Looking back on shit, I laughed in the past, the act is so licorice. Chewing on licorice, movements, I went through rudiments. You would do with the suitable lubricant. Moving smoothly too beautiful. Writing this music, grinding my cuticles. The rhyme is Louis, so cut the lesson like truancy. But that ain't used to me. Here I just play the blues and make my way around while walking in a pair of skater shoes. I hardly ever get used. Minus design, I'm trying to find some time. Getting climbed without chasing the dollar sign around. What was found was a gap between here and now. And how it happened was the kids would be asking questions and guessing on the word. Then looking back at the chat, a piece of perfection. Didn't even take a second. It got my tense with the henchman. I hate the message, but like all it's on my tribe, but I'm living in three dimensions. Speaking sentences, not the feeble apprentice with evil intentions. Products of parents that weren't offended to further the point of carelessness. Marriage is, here it is, move to where it's shitty. Let me hail us on your kids, family dissing wasn't strategy. I'm a transient that has a battle since Inspire beat me, now I was 18. It's cause the homies like him, I'm about the manuscript. And y'all should check out treat.com for some killer sample clips. Beetle be causing your head to nod in different directions. A lot of bitches that wanna be naked. These are my confessions. Monogamy's not a question, philosophy flaws. Always try to test it, don't hit underestimated. Professor payments have led to impressive statements. Obsessive behaviors never better than later for catching papers. Man, I've been at a commission from House of Kitten and finally found a mission. The sign will say that he's gone fishing. I'm living on my line as a fuddle perfectionist, muddling through selections that once were covered with blood. No need to bluff, but my stick is stuck in the mud. Who's living in empty trust while he's running to catch the bus? Younger chicks are lust after, and that's disgusting. Too involved in trust, if you lose and dissolve the dust, and underestimate the raindrops. Calls the shit to rust, that's enough for me to hit the intro from undercut.